not a word you say is true. There's never been one out of you. Smoke and mirrors, bathing sweats. You and your friends are getting rich. Picking pockets and pulling strings. And other more despicable things. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Preaching only to the choir. Photo op in front of the steeple. How did you manage to fool these people? You talk the lingo, dress the part, even put your hand over your heart. Bomber jacket, emperor's clothes. You can't even reach the end of your nose. Doesn't get any higher. Orders come down from the top. Punish the guy that pushes the mop. Throw away the key. Forget about bail. Likes you. Ought to rot in jail. Guilty, guilty of the highest crimes and the lowest ones at the very same time. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Teleprompter, a hidden wire. Who's this God that speaks to you? Who would authorize these things you do? Bend the rules, twist the facts, make excuses, cover your tracks. Why won't you let anybody see flag-draped coffins on TV? Been found out. Whistleblowers, they talked about how you classify and you cook the books for the benefit of a bunch of crooks. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Liar, liar, your pants are on fire.
And that was Chuck Brodsky with Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. And we have a KBOO listener on the line to tell us what they're thankful about this year. Hello, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
welcome to KBOO.
Yeah, sure. I am inspired to call and say just a word, which is that the list is really too long. But the thing that I often omit or forget to be thankful for, but is really the thing that I'm probably most thankful for, is each and every one of the people who commits their time and their energy and their thoughts to helping other people, whether it's to social activism or social service or whatever form it takes. It's just, it's what keeps me going, is the other people. I'm always looking at somebody else who's doing way more than I am, and anyway, thank you to everybody who to whom this applies.
Well, thank you, and I just want to say that those other people are, we live in a great community here because there are a lot of those other people here, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
And you told me that you're on your way to the Oaxaca?
Yeah, I'm hoping I can find 311 Ivy Street. I'm on the way to that Oaxaca meeting right now. I've never been to this place before, and I found Ivy Street, but I'm in the backyard of something, so I better sign off with you and thank you for the opportunity to call in. It's a great way to celebrate your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us on KBOO.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. This is our What Are You Thankful For special here on KBOO, and we're just trying to get out there in the community and have a dialogue with our listeners to find out just what they're thankful for this year and what they're thinking about. You know, it's the dark days. You kind of go to work in the dark. You come home in the dark. There's a lot of, you know, it's a tough time of the year to keep one's energy up. So it's just kind of a way for us to do that kind of thing. And I believe we have someone else who's thankful for something. Do we, Ben?
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Yes. Hi. I want to just say one thing. I'm thankful this year for being a member of KBOO and proud, too. So that's all I want to say.
Well, hang on a second here. So how long have you been a member of KBOO?
Actually, this is the first year being a KBOO member. That's why I'm so thankful. I did it this year.
And how did you?
It took me long, but you know, I did it, and I'm thankful for it.
Well, we're extremely happy to have you here. How did you find?
Thank you.
How did you find KBOO, anyways?
I lived here. I've been living here in Portland for about 11 years, and I hear KBOO all the time, and I think the decision of being a member took me a while, but I did it. So, yeah, I hear KBOO, and that's how I heard about it. I heard it from my husband. He told me about it, and I started listening, and it became an addiction.
Well, what is it that you listen to? What do you like on this radio station?
I do listen in the morning to Democracy Now and the commentators in the morning, and then some music if I have time during the day, and some programs at night if I have time. But I'm back to my house, and we are on the way to the house, and we had you on as usual, so I thought I would call and just say that.
Well,
I feel awkward. This is the first time I call a station and talk. So
well, you don't have to feel awkward. You're saying a beautiful thing here. You are.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
KBOO is made up of a small staff, as you well know, and over 500 volunteers who come down here to try to put something together that touches people's lives. And it's always exciting for me to speak with someone like you who go, "Wow, you know that? You know, I really love the station. I mean." I've been a member of KBOO for almost the 20 years I've lived here in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You can tell when a certain community has a resource like KBOO. There's a lot more activism in it. I think there's a better feeling of community when you have a resource like KBOO around.
Definitely. And you guys, you're really doing it. So keep the good work up. And that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening
to
KBOO. And this is Kevin, your friendly neighborhood letter carrier back on your community's radio station, KBOO. Tonight is our What Are You Thankful For special. We're going to spin a little music here and ask you to call in and let us know that what you're thankful for this year in this holiday season. Ben, you have some music on tap for us here?
Yes. Yes, I'll play it.
That's Ben, our engineer.
Hi. I'm on the radio.
So, Jules.
25th of July.
Almost the 26th when Fidel went into
the mountains.
No?
Came out of the mountains or went into the mountains?
Took over the government vehicle.
And you were there.
Well, not when he took it over, but I was there just after.
Of course you were, brother.
So?
What do you say, hot shot?
Let's go, hot shot.
You're the hot shot.
You're the hot shot.
Come and join the union. Fight for higher pay. Fight for shorter hours. That's the union way.
stand up to your bosses, however tough they play. Workers stick together, that's the union way. Women and men united, like solid rock we'll stay. Don't let the boss divide us, that's the union way. Black, white, brown and Asian, unite, we workers say. Come and join the union, that's the union way. Organize the millions not organized today. Workers stick together, that's the union way. Come and join the union, we'll build a better day. For family and nation, that's the union way.
That was something I'm thankful for here on KBOO. You're listening to Labor Radio here on KBOO. And tonight's our What Are You Thankful For special. And that's a relationship that I developed a couple years ago when I first started coming down here for this show. I met this couple of guys who were touring around the western United States singing labor music. And the most interesting folks, George Mann is about 45 years old. A veteran folkie and former rock guitarist, and he partnered up with Julius Margolin, who's now 90, and they have just made their, I believe, fifth record, Hail to the Thieves, Volume 3. That was where we heard the first song by Chuck Brodsky from. These guys have just built a community of music and musicians around the country who are willing to put forth their time to try and rock the world or take down this administration, which they consider to be criminal. If you've got something you are thankful for, give us a call at 503-231-8187 and let us know what you're thankful for this year. We're also going to be calling in just a couple minutes here, Allison Hill down at the Community Cycling Center, who is having their big holiday bike drive. But until that, let's listen to a little bit more music here. Ben, what do you got for me? Ben's got nothing for me. Ben, why don't you go ahead and play cut number 2 on this record right here. Thanks. Another thing we're all thankful for. I'm thankful to have KBOO as a resource, much like our earlier caller did. And, you know, little Ben here has been our engineer for about a year. Is that how long it is, Ben? Something like that? So we're going to listen to another great gift here in Oregon, and that is a local Northwest artist who I think has brought a lot to this community through his kind of radical musicianship, and that would be Jim Page. So we're going to listen to one cut of Jim Page, and we'll be right back with you with some more of our What Are You Thankful For special.
And I can't see. They wake me up screaming in the middle of the night. They make them go away, they make them go away. And I might stop drinking and I might not stop. I might cross over that line. I just want to get drunk and stay that way all the time. Now I'm walking around with a head full of pictures and you don't wanna know, you don't wanna know. They're hanging in the air right in front of my face everywhere I go, everywhere I go. Then I might stop doping and I might not stop. I might cross over that line. I just wanna get numb and stay that way all the time. Should have pictures in the head like I do. Nobody should have pictures in the head like me. Giving back to the people that wanted this war. I don't want to see him anymore. The pictures are now, now, and I can't make love to the world anymore, cause they're too strong, they're too strong, and I might get crazy and I might not stop, I might cross over that line, and I might do something I might regret sometime. His head full of pictures. Well, I think I know, I think I know. Some big shot sitting in a padded chair where the money's all flow, money's all flow. And I might stop thinking and I might get smart. I might cross over that line and I might do something about it sometime. Nobody should have pictures in the head like I do. Nobody should have pictures in the head like me. Giving back to the people that wanted this war. I don't want to see him anymore.
And you are back on Labor Radio here on KBOO, and I believe we have Allison Hill from the Community Cycling Center online. Are you there, Allison?
I am. Hello.
So, you know, we're talking tonight about the things that we are thankful for in our community, and we just love the Community Cycling Center. We think it just does so many great things for this community, and you are having a big holiday bike drive right now.
We are. And are you familiar with the holiday bike drive?
No. Well, we're going to get our listeners familiar right now, I think.
Well, that sounds great. So every year, the Community Cycling Center works with a lot of people in the community to help give low-income kids bikes. This year, we're going to give away 600 bicycles to kids who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford to get them. And so 600 more kids are going to be out there on the road with their bicycles.
That's fantastic. And what does it take to make this happen?
Well, a lot of work. So we start collecting bikes. Folks from all around the area bring bikes to bike collections, or they bring bikes by the Community Cycling Center shop at 17th and Alberta, and they donate their bicycles. And then we have volunteer groups all year long cleaning up the bikes, polishing them up, and then our mechanics fix the bicycles that then we bring to the holiday bike drive. So a lot of people, I'd say about 2,000 people every year help to make this happen.
So how do you actually get the bicycles out there? How do you distribute them, I mean?
So what we do is we have a storage facility where we hold the bikes, and then on the day of the giveaway, we work with Legacy Emmanuel Hospital, and we line the bikes up in rows. We organize them by size. You can't even imagine what it looks like to go and see the Legacy Emmanuel atrium filled with bicycles that are all shiny and polished back up for these kids. and they come with their families, and they walk. They get fitted with a helmet. There's a group called Trauma Nurses Talk Tough, who they bring the helmets. Each kid gets fitted with a helmet, and then they pick out a bike that fits them, and we fix it up specially for them. We put training wheels on if they need them, and then we teach them how to ride it safely with their parents, so we make sure that they're safe on the streets, and then they get to take it home.
Wow. And how long has the Community Cycling Center been doing this for?
This is, I think it's 11th year.
Wow.
Yeah. And every year it grows. And actually, this year we're doing something different. We're giving out 600 bikes, which is actually fewer than we did last year. But the reason we're doing that is we wanted to spend more time with the kids, teaching them how to be safe on their bicycles. Because it's important for us, for kids, to not only receive bikes, but also to make sure that they have the skills to be safe while they're riding it. So we're going to spend more time with them during the event to teach them and their parents about how to make sure their bike is safe, how to make sure that they are safe, how to recognize different signs on the streets, and what the different, you know, how to take a left turn signal and what's a right turn signal.
That's fantastic. So
yeah.
That's a fantastic thing. And tonight you actually have an activity going down at the Community Cycling Center right now, I understand.
That's right. Right now we are doing something else that's going to help us raise money for our programs, because we don't only do the holiday bike drive. We have year-round bike safety programs where kids earn bicycles and helmets. So tonight we're working to make recycled ornaments for the holiday season out of used bike parts. And we have a group of volunteers working right now, putting together these, different bike parts and making fun little crafty holiday ornaments that we're going to be selling in our shop for about $5. And the proceeds from that are going to go to our programs.
Awesome. And what other kind of programs do you have at the Community Cycling Center?
So besides the holiday bike ride, which is a one time a year, one day bike giveaway, we have Bike Safety Club, and that's for elementary school kids and local public schools. It's an after school program where students attend 12 sessions. They learn about bike maintenance and bike repair and riding the bike safely. And then in the process, they earn their own bicycle and their helmet and lock. We also have a program called Get Linked, which is our local, it's for our neighborhood kids. It's based here at the shop, so anybody who has kids in the Alberta area, you can come by and have your kids sign up for that program. It's for low-income kids to do the same thing, learn about bike safety and earn their own bicycle and helmet and lock.
That's pretty exciting.
It is. We also have a program for adults called Create a Commuter, and that's a great program, too. It's for adults, low-income adults who want to use the bicycle to get to work. And so they attend similar educational programs, and then they also earn a commuter rigged bike and helmet and lock and accessories, so they can get from their homes to their jobs.
Any idea how many commuters you've created?
Well, that's a really good question. We create about 400 a year, and I think the program's been going for 6 years, so about 2,400 commuters.
Well, and we see them out there, too. I know that, you know, with the wild weather we've been having, there's still those hardy souls out there that
it's
are out
true.
There in a driving rain, riding over bridges. I mean, I am just in awe of these cyclists in this community we have here.
Yeah, it is. We have a really vibrant bike community, and we're really proud to be a part of it, and we're really excited about all the people who help us to do the work that we do, from volunteers and anybody who's interested in volunteering for the CCC. Now until the end of the year, we have volunteer nights every Tuesday night. And usually you have to come to an orientation on the first Tuesday of the month to get oriented. But this, till the holiday bike drive, anybody can come by Tuesdays from 7 to 9, and we work on bikes or we do projects to help get ready for holiday bike drive. On Wednesdays, it's women only night. So any women out there who want to learn more about bikes or just meet other people who love bikes and want to do something for the community, both programs are 7 to 9 in the evening, and we welcome anybody to come on down and help us do this great work.
So how did you get into the community activism with the Community Cycling Center, Allison?
Oh, that's a good question. I love bikes and I love kids. I used to be a teacher, and when I first came to the area, the Community Cycling Center was a place that I read about and I heard all of this great stuff about. So I started as a volunteer. I was working with their Bike Safety Club programs, and then I was hired about 9 months later, and I'm the Director of Development and Communications.
That's pretty exciting. So can you tell us the holiday bike drive, how can people help out with this? There must
well,
be more
than
one way to do
that. Well, that's also a good question. So people, there are a lot of different ways people can help, from, you know, volunteering, coming in and using your time to help us do this work. If you want to come in and you know, buy an ornament for a friend or for a family member, that'll help us to raise money for the holiday bike drive. We are looking for volunteers for the day of at the holiday bike drive, and if you wanted to find out about that, you could call our office. The number is 503-546-8864. Or you could go onto our website at communitycyclingcenter.org and find out about the volunteering opportunities for the day of. Or we could use financial contributions. You can make a donation online. Anything helps, $10, $25, you know, whatever people can give is really helpful for us to do this work.
And the actual day of the holiday bike giveaway, what day is that going to be?
Well, you know, we actually are not saying it publicly because the kids who come to us, they come through social service agencies.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, all and right. We don't want kids to show up on the day of by hearing about the event and being disappointed by us not being able to provide a bike for them.
Understand.
So it's a little hard for us, but we, if you want to volunteer, then give us a call or check out our website and we can get you that information. But we want to be careful about getting that out there too easily so that we don't have disappointed kids that day.
Well, Allison, this sounds like a fantastic opportunity for people who
Thanks.
Want to give back to the community to go down to the Community Cycling Center and roll up their sleeves and help you get these ready for the big day.
That sounds great. We appreciate your support. We love KBOO, too. So, we, you know, it's like it's a great community out here. Portland's a wonderful town, and the bike culture is strong. And we welcome anybody who wants to learn more about bikes to come to the Community Cycling Center, and we can help get you started.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good night.
Good night. And you are listening to Labor Radio here on KBOO in Portland. And tonight is our What Are You Thankful For special. And we're just talking to people around the community who have opportunities for you to show how you're thankful for in this community. We're also I'm in here with the studio with Ben to play some of his music, some of my music, some of the stuff we're thankful for this year. You got something queued up there, Ben?
You said your son requested something?
I think, yeah. Who's this we've got here?
Well, I believe he requested Propaganda, and it was quite a struggle to find an appropriate song to play. But I think I found one that fits the bill.
Excellent.
So this is that.
Picture
And you are back on Labor Radio here on KBOO in Portland. This is our What Are You Thankful For special, and I don't think I've ever played that on the air before, but we have a caller online who wants to share with us what they're thankful for. And I believe it's Esteban from up in the gorge. You there, Esteban?
Hey, good evening, Kevin.
How you doing?
Hey, real fine. Thanks for the call. Yes, indeed. Well, living out here in the gorge, you know, you kind of got to be resourceful because there's a lot of space in between people, and sometimes the weather can get pretty extreme, and we kind of depend on neighbors and people out here just like any small community. And that's what I'm thankful for, is being a member of KBOO. That's kind of what works all the time with KBOO. Just by listening to your previous guest, I've got a nice old twin bicycle that I've been looking for a home for a long time, and now I know I can take it over to the community cycling center and help out with their event. And that's what kind of really keeps me going, being this far out, is listening to KBOO, being a part of it. And an old Chinese axiom, a favorite of mine, is talk don't cook rice. And so everything that we do in our lives involves labor. You know, and that's why I'm really thankful for the Labor Show and one of your compadres, Jim Cook, is a neighbor out here, a part-time neighbor till he retires, you know, a letter carrier and a hard worker himself. And I'm just thankful to have Jim as a new neighbor because he's been involved with the labor movement and general strike for a number of years. He's one of the original founding members. He just did a thing last night, Joe Hill, at the IWW Hall. It was all about labor. 2 years ago, I met George and Julius, your music you played earlier, the folks from New York. I met them for one of the first celebrations out there, the Woody Guthrie Festival at Jim's, and then again this year when they were back. And, you know, everything revolves around the fact that we all have to work to get somewhere and to provide food for ourselves in our lives, and it all involves working and working with others, because like Joe Hill said, don't ever try to change the system by yourself. You know, we all need to work together to do that. So it all revolves around labor, and you know, your program being here always keeps people in touch with what people involved in labor in their lives are going through in the struggle against owning class and the other mindset. So music is part of it too. You know, I'm thankful that that's why General Strike played last night. They played so much of Joe Hill's music because he used that to connect people. He put everyday lyrics of the working man's life into music, and people, he says, somebody will read a pamphlet and forget it, but songs are memorized and people take it to heart, you know?
I think when I know that when I listen to, you know, Bob Marley, or I hear Joe Hill's music there. These revolutionary voices. So, Esteban,
right.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you for calling KBOO tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin, and keep up the good work, man. Bless
you, too.
Bye now.
And I believe we have somebody else thankful for something out there. Is this Jack?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Hey, Jack. How are you doing tonight?
Okay. I have to check because this phone doesn't work too good sometimes. You got it?
It's working fine.
Okay, good. Well, what I'm calling about is we hope we can be thankful for the support we expect to get from the showing we're doing at Laughing Horse Books on Wednesday night. That's 7 p.m., 12 Northeast 10th at Laughing Horse Books. We're doing a showing of The Fall 01. That's a choreo drama that we premiered in Mexico on the 11th of September this year, the 5th anniversary of 9/11, with a company of Mexican dancers. Okay, still got me?
That sounds interesting. Now, how was this developed?
Well, I got some funding from the Oregon Arts Commission to do a piece for this dance company. The dance company happens to be run by Agnieszka Laska, and here in Portland. And I wrote the score and got it performed last year, and then made recordings from the rehearsals and performances, and then made a performance disc with the help of a really fine video artist in Portland, Uehara Takafume. We made the video montage to go along with the choreo drama, and Agnieszka, we were trying to do it here, but we couldn't get any presenters who I hesitate to say weren't gutsy enough to put it on, but as you probably know, this 9/11 issue is kind of the third rail of the media and many people in public life.
Well, we're lucky to have a resource here like KABU that has, I think, has kept this issue alive in our community.
Well, you know, people are trying to get it out there, and it's actually, right now, it's this showing that we're going to do, and we're trying to raise funds to do a premiere in Portland and to tour it in the U.S. We had to get it premiered in Mexico, in Querétaro, with through a network of artists that Agnieszka knew when she lived there before, and we shot it all up really good and then edited it, and it's a really nicely produced archive video of that performance now, and this is what we're going to be screening around to raise funds for the actual live premiere, hopefully on the 11th of September in 2007, and then a tour to follow. And the people at PDX 9/11 Truth Alliance are helping us with this, and they've invited us to give a showing at their weekly meeting on Wednesday night at Laughing Horse Books.
Okay, so this is this coming Wednesday. This is two nights from now.
At
Laughing
right.
Horse Books.
At 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock. And so that's Laughing Horse Books. We all know. But give the address one more time, Jack.
Yeah, it's 12 Northeast 10th. It's, you know, just a couple blocks around the corner there from KABU. You know, just off of Burnside on the north side. And they have enough space there to seat, oh, you know, 25 or 30 people. We'll have a good-sized screen and a great sound system. It's just like going to the movies. And there won't be an admission charged. You know, we just encourage people to donate something, which anything that's donated, if people want a receipt, Agnieszka's Dance Company is a nonprofit, so they can get a, you know, they can get a receipt, and that's tax deductible. And everything's going that we can raise is going toward the choreodrama premiere, the U.S. premiere of this, a restaging of it, and hopefully a tour. There are some more grants out. We'll see how those go. But you know, that's it. And it's a pretty visceral work. It's you know, it's about terror, war, and torture, and it's live on stage, but it's shot, so we're going to be seeing the video of that live performance, and it's something we feel that people need to be reminded of in a really corporeal, moving way, because it's all happening so far away. Of course, 9/11 wasn't that far away, and there's many people in Portland who have first-hand experience of that, but the other aspect of it, of course, is the is that now people are pressing for the truth of the false flag aspect of that. And that's why we want to work with the people at PDX 9/11 Truth Alliance.
Well, Jack, thank you for sharing that with us on KABU this evening.
Okay, thank you very much.
And we look forward to Wednesday night.
Yep, Wednesday night, Laughing Horse Books, 12 Northeast 10th, 7 p.m. Hope to see you there. Thanks.
Thank you. And I believe we have Carolyn online. Carolyn, are you here? You are listening to Labor Radio on KBOO. And do I have another call there, Ben? Hi, is this Carolyn? I guess we're trying to make the magic work one more time. And I believe we have Jesse on the line.
That's right, Kevin. How are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. Hey, listen, I got to make this quick. I just wanted to do let greater Portland area know that I'm thankful for having a wonderful family and a an incredible wife that I'm very proud of that I just married this year. And also that I have a really cool reinvigorated union that has found the fortitude to oust its corrupt leadership in the last couple months. And I'm sure you guys will be hearing about that. And last but not least, we cannot forget to acknowledge the fact for the first time in a couple of years, a National League team won the World Series. So I think we have a lot to be thankful in that case. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thank you.
Take care.
A lot of people thankful in this community for a lot of different things, and that's what makes us what we are. Do we have some more music there, Ben, or do we have someone else on the line?
There's some music.
Thanks. Let's go for it.
Okay. I was invited to the State Young Writers Conference out at Cheney, which is at Eastern Washington University. And I did want to embarrass my son, you know, and I was going to behave myself because I had to live there then, but sure. But
I got on the stage. It was an enormous auditorium. There are 2,700 young faces out there. None of them with any prospects anybody could detect. And off to the side of the stage was the suit and tie crowd of people from the school district and the principals. And the main speaker following me was from the Chamber of Commerce. Well, something inside of me snapped. And I got to the microphone, and I looked out over that multitude of faces, and I said something to the effect of, "You're about to be told one more time that you're America's most valuable natural resource. Have you seen what they do to valuable natural resources?" Have you seen a strip mine? Have you seen a clear cut in the forest? Have you seen a polluted river? Don't ever let them call you a valuable natural resource. They're going to strip mine your soul. They're going to clear cut your best thoughts for the sake of profit unless you learn to resist. Because the profit system follows the path of least resistance. And following the path of least resistance is what makes the river crooked. Well, there was great gnashing of teeth and rending of garments. Mine. I was born to the door, screaming epithets over my shoulder, something to the effect of, "Make a break for it, kid! Flee to the wilderness!" The one within, if you can find it. Well, I wrote them a nice letter, though, as I oozed out of the state, headed for Nevada City. I sent it to their little literary magazine. But they're their own assholes. See, it's when you grow up and be somebody else's asshole, we're all in trouble. You're like bags of B-52 pilots.
And that was our old friend, the great friend of labor, Utah Phillips, in a great compilation he did a number of years ago with Annie DeFranco, in which she put some music to his words. And natural resources, you know, just thinking about those natural resources. And what I'm thankful for is the great natural resources we have down here at KBOO and in the great Northwest. If you'd like to tell us what you're thankful for, you can give us a call at 503-231-8187 and join the program. And now I'm thankful for my engineer, Ben, who is going to play us some of his music, which he never gets a chance to here on Labor Radio. He's got to listen to these people who are twice his age ramble on about labor topics. Ben, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, it's not really something that I listen to regularly, but I am a fan of surf music, and last time I had to wing it at KBOO at 1:23 in the morning. I found this compilation of surf music called Surf Monsters, and so I'm going to play a song off of that. We'll be right back.
And we are back on Labor Radio here on KBOO. Tonight's our special, What Are You Thankful For? And I'm thankful for Ben here, who's running all over this radio station trying to gather up his last-minute favorite music. If you'd like to share with us what you're thankful for, you can give us a call at 503-231-8187. You know, this time of year when people are going out and they're, engaging in rampant consumerism, I like to think that, even though I might not be part of it, that we need to have a little bit of compassion for those poor people who have to work. You know, you think of this weekend, a lot of people have Thursday through the weekend off, but you know that on Friday morning there are going to be people out there probably working a lot harder than they do most times this year to try and make the big machine roll. Now, no matter what you might think about the rampant consumerism we have in this country, there's a lot of people in this economy struggling, trying to make a living doing these jobs. And I think that somehow we have to figure out how we can show our respect for them. Actually, Ben's got some more of his music, and we're going to play a little bit of Bob right now.
Just to make it clear, I'm not really a fan of Bob Marley. But here this is. This is Ben, or Ben 2, as I'm sometimes known as, the engineer for Labor Radio, and I've got permission to play music. And so I went and got a record by my favorite band, The Descendants, and I queued up a song on it. And so this is Green.
Believe it or not, you are listening to Labor Radio here on KBOO. And tonight we're in the studio talking about things we're thankful for. And I'm thankful for my engineer, Ben, who just played you some of his kind of music. So, Ben, what do we hear there?
Oh, that was The Descendants, my favorite band.
Your favorite band. And what was the name of that song? And tell me what that was about.
That one's called Green. And it's about selling out, which a lot of bands do, and, you know, maybe, like, the country is being sold out or something like that, you know, politics. But, yeah, I was pretty surprised to see that we had it, because I never looked through the LPs that we have at the station. I was happy to see it. I was thankful.
It's nice to have a huge library like this we have down at KBO. Something else we can be thankful for.
Yes.
And I'd like to thank all you folks out there who've spent the last hour as Ben and I kind of played around with the airwaves and did a little freeform radio. And I'd like to thank all of our callers who called up to tell us what they were thankful about here. And you have something for us to go out with here, Ben?
Just more Descendants. That's all I've got.
Okay, go ahead.
The next song's really good, too. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Gotta wake up.
7 o'clock. Gotta wake up. 7 o'clock. Gotta wake up.
Yeah. That song was about going to work. Like, I'm going after you tomorrow in the morning at 7 o'clock-ish. So it means a lot to me. And that was Labor Radio, the only show on KBOO where you hear the latest hits of music all the time. Thanks for listening. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from SEIU Local 503 OPEU, whose mission is to improve the quality of life through worker empowerment and a progressive labor movement, and whose members deliver quality public services to Oregonians every day. And also by Ironworkers, Shopmen's Local 516, and the Pacific Northwest Ironworkers District Council, proudly fighting to preserve living wage jobs and resisting their outsourcing. Information at 503-257-4743.